Welcome to Pieces for My Puzzle. I'm your host, Nikki Shipp, and I'm excited to be sharing with you my life with a son on the spectrum. This podcast is for anyone who is looking for quick tips and perspective, but most of all, for hope and inspiration. So sit back, relax, and let's put the pieces together. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Pieces for My Puzzle. I am your host, Nikki Shipp. Thank you so much for joining us again today. I hope everyone is having a great week so far. Last week, we talked about neurodiversity and what it means and how we should embrace understanding that term. As I mentioned on that previous episode, it's such a buzzword, and I think it's important to really understand what it means and how it can apply in your daily life as well. This week, we're going to talk about something more, I guess, woo-woo-y, if you call it that. I always say it's very woo-woo-ish. But we're going to talk about energy and sound frequencies and how those can be used to help calm and even heal the mind. And I know this sounds like a very woo-woo kind of off topic, but I'm very much into this type of stuff in general in my own personal life. I use energy sounds, crystals, meditation. I do all of that stuff. My husband probably thinks I'm a witch, but that's okay. but I actually started focusing on this a lot in my life, and I began to realize that this might be also beneficial for Drayson as well. And the reason being is, because we're all energy. But before I get into energy frequencies, let me start off by saying just that this is only my point of view. Okay, this is my disclaimer. I'm not a doctor or a medical professional. It's important to recognize that this may or may not be something to try with your family and with your loved one with autism. So, and if you want to learn more about it, seek expert or professional help. I definitely have people that I use to help me with my meditations, with my energy sessions, all of those things. So, consider looking to a professional for help if you decide that you want to go down this rabbit hole. But we started looking into ways to ease Drayson's anxiety, and I began to do some research on sound and energy frequencies, initially for myself, and then thought, I felt that it was working out so great for me, I figured it wouldn't be harmful to try it with Drayson. So I was dealing with some health issues myself, and I wanted to create something for myself and then also for him that maybe we could also potentially do together. And I think it's been highly beneficial. It helps to calm the mind and maybe potentially have some health benefits as well, if anything, mental health benefits, because we tend to feel really good after we do some of these sessions. But so how can sound frequencies help? It's really simple. If you think about everything, everything is energy. If you think about this world, the world we live in, us, objects, everything is energy. And certain frequencies can help calm us or put us into a meditative state. And they can also release endorphins, which is really, really great. And there is science that does back this. So, and that's something that you can do some research on yourself to kind of see what it does to the brain and to the body and to the mind. What do people with autism struggle with? And that's kind of a loaded question. Okay, if you're listening in today, ask yourself if you have a child on the spectrum or maybe a loved one, what do they struggle with? Communication and language barriers is really common. Drayson still is not 100% fully verbal. He struggles communicating. He can answer some questions with us now, but not everything. So, that's really common for a lot of kids on the spectrum. They can sometimes be hindered in a way that they receive sensory input and information from their surroundings. And so what I notice in a room, I don't realize until later that Drayson maybe noticed 20 other different things in that room that I didn't even pick up on. And that's a sensory input for him. So he can get into a situation where immediately overwhelmed because there's so many things coming into play. So an example of sound or energy frequencies would be music therapy. You've probably heard of music therapy. But there's an interesting point that I want to bring about music therapy, and something that if you do go through music therapy, a very valid question to ask is what type of frequency that they're using. And the reason why I mention that is because most music therapies are not using specific frequencies that I'm about to describe to you. Or if you look up maybe just general music therapy and you try to do it yourself, sometimes the frequency might not be where you need it to be. But music therapy has been demonstrated to improve motor skills for people with autism, maybe opening up communication, as well as relax and calming the mind. And again, there's been some scientific studies on that to back it. Modern music is actually set at 440 hertz tuning system, okay? And I thought this was interesting because I didn't even know this. So our music is, most music that we listen to today is set at 440 hertz. Okay, which is actually in direct odds to our bodies and in nature. So if you're thinking about nature and energy frequency and all of those things, it's actually in direct odds with those frequencies and with our bodies. So it's out of tune with what is needed to calm our minds. And to just be calm and still within your own mind, it's not even at the right frequency. So I began to think about this, and I've been watching Dee even when certain songs come on, and you can do this with your own child. You know, you might ask yourself, why do they gravitate to some music and not to others? And could it be the frequency? Could it have anything to do with the frequency? And it's funny because some songs Drayson just loves. He's attracted to certain sounds, certain types of songs I've noticed. And then there's some that he just wants nothing to do with. He doesn't even want to hear it. He'll tell me to change it, or that he doesn't want to listen to it. Even if I'm playing it quietly, he'll come in and tell me it's too loud. That's also another way of him telling me he just doesn't like that music. So it could also be the frequency that they're hearing. But maybe try some observation and see what you notice. But there's two main frequencies that I want to mention and that I think that we should pay attention to. The first one is 111 hertz, excuse me. The other one is 432 hertz. And I'm going to give you a breakdown on each one in terms of what that helps with your body and mind. Using 111 hertz actually can help relieve anxiety. It can help with pain relief. And it can even create a blissful state at 111 hertz. Why? Because it actually temporarily shuts off our prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain that is responsible for speech, learning, reasoning, remembering, problem solving, decision making, and attention. So if you're trying to calm your mind from all of the things that you need to be thinking about, and if you think about our input is different than somebody on the spectrum, and their input, sensory input, might be more or at a larger volume, then to shut off that part of the brain for a little bit, it gives you a break and it helps you to be able to calm your mind. And so that's what we want to do. We kind of want to temporarily shut that part off just to put us into a relaxed and calm state. And it will shut off that part of the brain and ignite the right side of the brain, which is responsible for creativity and useful in meditation too. The other one is 432 hertz, and this frequency is more in alignment with what the earth vibrates at. Studies actually show that most people prefer 432 hertz over the standard pitch of our modern music at 440 hertz, and it also allows for the listener to try to enter a meditative state. If you were trying to do maybe some meditation or calming, that's the frequency that you want to be at. That's the magic frequency is what I'll call it. It allows for the listener to be able to calm themselves, and it can also assist with healing and overcoming certain types of trauma for some people. So how can you implement this? There's a couple different simple ways that you can implement something like this if you wanted to get started. And as I mentioned before, first, if you really want to delve into this, seek professional help. Talk to somebody that maybe does meditation coaching or knows about energy frequency, or talk to somebody that has more expert knowledge on it before making a decision maybe on which method you want to use. But if you decide that you want to just start simple to see if even that person or you are receptive to doing something like this, you can do something as simple as just download an app on your smartphone. They do have lots of apps that are frequency generators. And there are professional ones too that you can purchase, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend that. they're usually thousands of dollars. I know because I've looked. I've wanted to get a frequency generator myself, but just not within this budget, unfortunately. So try downloading a frequency generator. Listen to it for at least a few minutes. The app that I have, I can't recall the name off the top of my head, but I did pay an annual fee for it. I think it was like 20 or 30 bucks for the whole entire year. But what I liked about this app was that I could look for that specific frequency. So make sure that if you decide to do with an app and you want to look for that specific frequency, that you have the capability to do that on that specific app. Listen to it for at least a few minutes and pay attention as to how your body responds to it. And maybe run your own experiment on yourself before maybe you introduce this to your kiddo. But listen to it for at least a few minutes and maybe a quiet setting where there's not going to be a lot of interruption or disruption for you, and pay attention to how your body responds to that frequency, okay? Tuning forks can also be used. There are actually different types of tuning forks, which, again, I didn't know this until I started delving more into this topic. There's weighted tuning forks, and then there's unweighted tuning forks. And so weighted tuning forks are designed to be in connection with the body, and they can be placed on the body through the handle of the tuning fork, and the vibrations can enter the body this way. That is more of a weighted tuning fork. And then there's unweighted tuning forks that are struck to ring out and passed around the body at a small distance or close to the body, but not necessarily touching the body. And that will assist in relaxing and healing. So if you have a kiddo that maybe is hypersensitive, maybe to certain types of sensory, you might not want to use the weighted tuning forks. They might not like the touch of it. They might, or then again, they might like it. It just depends. Every kiddo is different. So maybe using one where you can kind of pass it around the body too before touching them if they don't like to be touched, because some kids don't, then maybe consider going that route as well. Okay. There's many, many benefits to listening to all different types of energy frequencies, but regular listening and to these specific frequencies, when you listen to them regularly, can be highly beneficial. And there's a lot of potential with what it can help with. Some of the things that have been shown in the studies is that it can increase attention span. It can improve language skills because we're able to calm the mind, give them a break a little bit. And then I think it helps to open up those channels for them to want to communicate more. It can help with developing hand-eye coordination, development of fine motor skills, improving sensory regulation, building self-esteem and self-confidence, improve social skills, reduce chances of self-harm because we're giving them another outlet to relax and calm the mind, achieving a more relaxed state, which is what we want to do. So I encourage parents, healthcare providers, and even educators to consider maybe using energy frequency music. Sometimes we just put it on in the background noise sometimes when we play it, or we play it for Drayson at night going to bed. But sometimes if we're working on things throughout the day, I'll just put on some relaxing music. Some of the frequency music that we listen to sounds more like spa music, I guess, if you want to put it that way. And so we'll just play that sometimes throughout the day, and that really helps to kind of calm and open the mind. And then sometimes at night, if he seems overly restless that day or struggled with something, we try to maybe put that on at night in his bedroom as well. So hope you found this insightful for today. This concludes our episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have questions, comments, or even a show topic that you would like to hear about, please feel free to email me at info@piecesformypuzzle.com. Feel free to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already. If you have friends or family members or loved ones, people that you know that this podcast might help or benefit from, please spread the word so that we can continue helping all those friends and families out there. And feel free to give us a good rating on your preferred podcast platform of choice. Thanks again for tuning in. And until next time, keep working on your puzzle. And remember, you don't have to have it all solved in a day. Take care.